Probably not the first time.
Last time we did the full Bronx Foxtrot routine, we definitely need to have a relook at that. Last time we did groups 4 and 6 in the tango, so we need to check those. So, leaders, would you like to do the Foxtrot with or without a partner this time to do the full Bronx routine?
Without
it is. Find your corner. Talk me through it from the beginning. After the prep, what's first? One, two, three, four, slow. Next.
Reverse
turn. Three steps.
Natural.
That's natural to the impetus.
Feather
finish. Reverse turn. All six steps of the reverse turn. That ends us facing this corner. What do we do now?
Another reverse turn.
How much of it?
Half.
Four steps of a reverse turn. Slow, quick, quick, slow. Next.
That's what we
do.
Basically. And quick, 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 quick. Three steps.
Natural.
Half natural.
Closed emphasis does not use the heel pull, it uses a heel turn. So this is an underturn closed emphasis.
Slow, quick, quick.
Feather finish.
Yes, closed emphati are always married to feather finishes. Slow, quick, quick. And then?
Three steps.
Reverse turn. Slow. Quick. Quick. Slow. Quick. Quick. Three step. Slow. Good. And here's where it gets interesting.
Natural weave.
Slow. Quick. 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 Next. Three step. Slow. Quick. Quick. This is called the underturn to natural turn. It has six steps in it. It does have a heel pull for steps 4, 5, 6. So the underturn natural turn. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, slow. We're facing diag center, ready to go down the short side. What's next?
Feather step.
Feather step. Slow, quick, quick. Reverse turn. Slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick. Turning how much?
9 degrees.
Yes. So we're going to change of direction. We're in a quarter of a turn. Slow, slow, slow. Next.
Feather step.
Feather step. Slow. Quick. Quick. So it is the checked reverse turn. It's what we did in the corner. Four steps of a reverse. And slow, quick, quick. Slow. Basically, quick, 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 quick.
Feather.
Reverse turn. Good. We'll do a reverse turn, and that will be our night. Oh,
Bronx fellow.
Listen to this question a moment.
Do you want to say something else?
Yeah.
No.
When we dance the last weave, the basic weave that goes across so many lanes of traffic, it looks like it's going against the old line of dance. But by the time we get to it, we will have danced a feather and four steps of a reverse. So I don't believe very many people will be coming down the short side this far down the next side.
Okay.
So you could read it as going against the old line, but I think it's better to say it's kind of like one quarter of the way down the long side, and therefore I'm probably going to avoid problems.
Okay, so just try to travel along with the feather and down the new length then already.
Yes.
Is the rise and fall of the change of direction?
Zero.
Okay.
So there are eight types of rise and fall. The final type, type number eight, is no rise. That would be true for a change of direction, zero rise. Same thing for the heel pull that we do in that corner. So each of the rise and fall dances has some figures which have zero rise. And it's important to know which those figures are. What's the difference between basic weave and natural weave?
One turns reverse. Of turn.
Which is which?
Basic weave is the reverse turn, natural weave switches.
So they turn opposite directions. So and that we'll talk about that when we get to them. And also they have different timings. The weave is six quicks. A natural weave is a slow and six quicks. Mm. So the natural weave has an extra step.
The check isn't part of the basic weave?
It is not. However, I don't mind if you think of it as being part. In that case, they have the same timing. Slow, it really belongs to the weave, but in the way it's broken down in technique books, it's always separate. Okay. Ladies, from the beginning. One, two, three, four, slow. Here's your first heel turn. Slow, quick, quick, slow, three steps, slow. Here's your second heel turn. Slow. Quick, quick, close emphasis. Quick, brush, quick, finish. Reverse turn. Here's your next heel turn. Quick, quick, slow. Here's your next heel turn. Slow. Quick, quick, check, basic weave. One, two, three, four. Hold it right there. So, Jenny, which way did we just turn on that weave? Yes.
Left.
Yes. Now the three step. Head. Slow. Natural turn. Slow. Close emphasis. Slow. Hold it right there. Check your alignment. All leaders should be backing that doorway, not on the diagonal. All followers should be facing that exit sign, not on a diagonal. In that case, how much did you turn on the closed emphasis?
Yeah.
180.
I like those numbers. So, half a turn.
So on that closed impetus, it turns exactly half the turn.
And the reason why it does that is the next set of pins has to go out to diag center and 3/8 of the turn. If you do a normal closed impetus and then go out there, you're going to look bad and your partner worse. So the woman is the one who always looks worse when the man makes bad choices. So ladies, you just dance the closed impetus. It just turns out that she's a smaller person, she just gets mangled into position. So here we go with a feather finish, and slow, reverse turn, slow, quick, quick, slow, three steps, slow, hold it right there. What's the next figure?
The natural weave.
Yes, for this natural weave, the lady does a heel turn, turning one quarter only. Slow, quick, and the weave continues, quick, 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 three steps, slow, natural turn. Slow, quick, quick, slow, slow, brush, slow, feather step, slow, reverse turn, slow, quick, quick, slow, quick, hold it. What's next?
Change of direction.
Change of direction. So she goes back slow, steps to the side and brush slow, and then back slow. Feather step, slow, quick, quick, reverse turn, check, slow. Quick, quick, basic weave. Quick, 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 reverse turn, so heel turn straight away. Partner up and let's see it from our first corner. We're going to do this with music. Frame, move. Ladies, know where your heel turns are. Just do a great heel turn, whether he leads it or not. We want to get him used to partnering. Good heel turn. One, two, three, four, slow. Quick, quick, slow.
Will be free.
What's that? Happy with me, probably the thing she's going to be least happy with is that I'm stepping sooner than she wants me to. So as you become better and better at Foxtrot, you're going to hear that complaint more and more often. So you want to be the last one to change weight on any Foxtrot set. So when you listen to this music, what I hope you're hearing is what they would call in England or in Germany a saunter, just a relaxed, casual walk. So I'm going to play the music a moment. Don't dance. Just make sure you hear the slow, easy walk. They will change weight too early. They'll put their foot too down too early. So everything stops before it needed to. So as you're dancing this Foxtrot, keep in mind where Foxtrots come from. So what Broadway show does this come from?
All of them.
Singing in the Rain.
I mean, this particular song.
Oh,
this
oh, oh! Oh, you've been over from.
This is Missouri with
Oklahoma.
A fringe on top.
It is Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Yeah. So the cowboy is singing to his girl, and he just wants to take all time, as long as he can, get down the road with her in this fine Surrey that he's imagining he's walked for her. But every Foxtrot is like that, and not in any hurry. So walking my baby back home is a Nat King Cole Foxtrot, or nice and easy is a Frank Sinatra Foxtrot. So on. The idea is to cover a huge amount of space and look like it's nothing. It takes you all day to get from foot to foot. So the key to that is isolation. If you move everything at one time, you will step too soon. So always send the leg and foot, then change weight. So the later you put your weight on your foot, the better. So you want to think of yourself as a spider with nice long spidery legs. So show spidery leg actions when you dance your Foxtrot. Yep, Daddy Long Legs. That too is a Foxtrot, Frank. Fred Astaire, Leslie Curl, Daddy Long Legs. So anyway, with partner, let's do some music. Take long steps, but don't rush them. Step back, close your left heel to your right heel, and then step forward. Do that just that reverse turn. So back, close, forward, forward, side, close. Group six from here, one more time. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, slow. Quick, quick, close promenade. Quick, quick, reverse turn. Back, close, forward, forward, side, partner up. Somebody turns the base on the progressive link. Which is which?
He turns the top. He turns.
That was confident.
Lead to what did we say about
here,
confidence?
Follow, turn the back.
That's for school. That's for opera school.
So when the woman dances a progressive link, she's going to minimize the amount of turn in the top. She's mainly doing the twist when she does her twist her link. The man, on the other hand, is turning the top, not the base at all. So his nose and toes stay down in a wall. When the person turns the base, whoever it is, they always turn their head along with it. So included in her base turn will be her head turn, but there is that section of her torso that should not turn. So do that progressive link again. His top and her base doing the turn. Ready? At. Wait, wait. Did he turn to the right or to the left?
Whatever the
to the right.
That was intended to be a softball question. He turns to the right. Now, I'm often in this class, I think, going to start talking about American style because, A, I want you to do it, and, B, there are a lot of problems, in my opinion, about the way it's taught. In American style, when you learn your first promenade, you turn for the gentleman to the left. And it turns out that all promenades is him turning away from his partner and developing a really bad habit. In international style, the first promenade you learn in the tango, he does the opposite. He turns to the right, and it produces the best possible opportunity for having good promenades for the rest of your life. So, gentlemen, do that link again. Notice you're turning to the right to turn the promenade. Ready? And. Quick. Quick. Good. Everybody stay where you are and drop your arms to your side. If your torso is in the right place, then your front arm should be in front of your hip, and your back arm should be behind your hip. Likewise, for her front arm is in front of her hips, her back arm is behind her hips. That's where arms hang when your shoulders are in the right place relative to your base. Okay, regain position.
Yeah.
And let's do that thing one more time. Let's continue into our twist. Ready? At. Quick. Slow. At.
Quick. Quick. Slow.
Quick. Quick. Gentlemen, were you dancing with a tiger or a kitten on that twist?
Yeah. Back it up.
Yep. We love kittens, but not in the tango. He should feel like he's got a tiger by the tail. He doesn't know what to do with all his power and fury. Ready? At. Quick, quick, slow. At. Quick. Slow. Quick, quick. Was she more tigerish? So if there's any time where I ask for something and you're not sure either what it is or how to do it, make sure you ask. So all I'm saying is on the twist turn, the woman will generally hang back and just wait to be told what to do. No, she should be a supreme locomotive. So as long as she stays in the timing for the dance, she's moving, striding out, and he ends up just going under her wheels if he can't keep up. So let's do that again. I'd like to see his life in danger.
Like, you know something? Keep going.
So Jimmy's bringing up a good point here. The footwork for the twist turn for her is to walk forward 5 heel leads. At some point, he's going to redirect her forward tap. So she has slow, quick, quick, slow, quick. All those forward steps are forward with heel leads. He's the one that decides when to turn the corner. Her job is just providing momentum. So she's like a train on tracks as she's dancing that twist turn. Let's see that again, starting with the lead.
Ready, and
quick, quick, here. Quick, quick, slow, quick, quick, close, quick, quick, slow, quick, reverse, and quick, quick, slow.
New work!
Have you ever sat in a car that was running that has way more horsepower than it should have? So, that powerful feeling of a car that's just kind of sitting there. That's what he should feel like when he's dancing with her. So, when you dance with a champion woman, it does not feel like kissing. She can do anything she wants because she's a champion, but when she starts to move, he's got to be ready to deal with the forces of nature he's just unleashed. So, ladies, make sure you are a force of nature. Here we go again with music. On groups 4 or 6. When he dances the twist turn, he starts out down the line. On his third step, he's backing Dayak Center. On the fourth step, he's backing line of dance. So the turn is gradual from steps 2 to step 3, and then from step 3 to step 4. And then from there, 5, 6 are the actual releases.
Okay.
People are going to get stepped on. So, great cooking occurs, eggs get broken. So, you've got to make sure here in your dancing, ladies. Don't baby your
question.
So last week I was complaining because I was just coming off of judging the nationals for 3 days, and there was this great championship couple that was really obnoxious because they were just too aggressive all of the time. That's the problem I want you to have. So I teach generally genteel people, so people who have good manners, good etiquette, and that's a really, really good thing, but it doesn't win competition. And I certainly don't mean to be rude, but I do mean take chances, deal with velocity. If you learn how to dance everything at a nice, comfortable speed, then unfortunately I have to teach it all over to you again later when you're really moving. Momentum changes everything. So if you want to learn to deal with momentum right from the beginning. Yes.
Yeah, so about that. Yeah. The wrist turn lady in line, does that like go towards center more?
Not
the,
at all.
Not at all.
Are we mean like step 3 or?
Step 3.
So when we do the reverse turn lady line, Annie and I are starting. This is Dayak Center. That's line of dance. The first thing I do is get her out of my way, and then I stand in her path. Now she drives down the line of dance. Then I get out of her way, and she drives the line. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we did the other reverse turn, lady outside, I would not get her out of the way so much. I would keep her in my way more and just slide sideways. Sorry, I did the wrong thing. And then I'll slide sideways past her. Good.
So one turns more than the other, and this one just gets in her way, and then she drives along. So after she's danced her fifth forward step in the twist turn, then she does a very tiny side step, turning the front. So the step five is a heel swivel, and the next step just close and prepare to go. You're turning on the ball of the right foot with the foot flat. So step five is the right foot. So if you've done that heel flat, keep the foot flat, swivel on the ball of the foot, and then step the other foot down to go. Yes. Think of it as being under your left hip. So you can power the right hip out of there from that.
Yes. And sort of continue with the swivel, it doesn't just naturally happen that it should be led.
Yes. We can't have her out there on her own. So on the natural twist turn, she swivels because he brings her around.
So there is a bit of a switch from for the.
It should feel like what he did in the progressive link.
Okay.
So on the progressive link, he turned top, she turned base. Likewise, on that twist turn, he's going to turn top at the end, and she turns base. Okay. We need to vacate this room. So be thinking about what we're doing next week. How long is it till Bam Jam? We have two more classes.
2.5 weeks.
So work.
Yeah, week and a half. We have one more class.
Only a week and a half. Wait, we have
Sunday after.
Wow, during the day.
Okay, so since I took won't be here.
Thank you all. Have a good day.